Pakistan's military claims to have shot down 5 Indian fighter jets, including 3 state-of-the-art French Rafale warplanes, on the night between May 6 and 7, as it retaliated against India's missile attack on civilian infrastructure at 6 locations along the working boundary and the line of control. New Delhi has yet to officially confirm the loss of its prized assets, but independent sources lent credibility to the Pakistani military claim, marking the first combat loss of a Rafale fighter jet anywhere in the world. As soon as the news of India's naked aggression broke late Tuesday night, reports emerged on various social media platforms about the downing of Indian combat aircraft. Indian netizens were either silent or trying to deny the reports. However, DGISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif officially confirmed at a news briefing on Wednesday that 5 Indian Air Force jets had been shot down, including 3 Rafale fighter jets, 1 MiG-29, and 1 Su-30. He also claimed that a Heron combat drone was shot down. According to the military spokesperson, these aircraft were brought down over various locations, in Indian Punjab near Bathinda, in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, 2 near Awantapara, 1 near Akhnoor, and 1 near Srinagar. He said that the Indian jets were downed by the Pakistan Air Force. These jets were shot down after they attacked Pakistan and released their weapons. Only then were they engaged and fired upon, he added. We could have shot down more than 10 Indian jets, but exercised restraint. The military spokesperson said, at no point were Indian jets allowed to enter Pakistani airspace. Likewise, Pakistani aircraft never entered Indian airspace. He clarified that all PF aircraft remained safe in the skirmish. So far, the Indian military or Air Force has not issued any response to this claim, nor have their official social media platforms shared any information. Even during the Indian military's press briefing, where they provided details about their targets, there was no mention of any aircraft being shot down. Although the Indian government has not confirmed or denied anything yet, BBC correspondent reported seeing debris from a downed aircraft being removed by a bulldozer in the town of Pampur in Pulwama district in Eojiak. According to locals, they heard loud explosions amid the roar of jet bombers. Masrar said parts of the aircraft were being collected from various parts of the town. An Indian Air Force team was reportedly present at the crash site to inspect the wreckage, but officials have not confirmed which aircraft it was or which country it belonged to. The crash site has been cordoned off, and no one is being allowed to approach it.